This WBEZ podcast is supported by The Auditorium, presenting Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, April 24th through the 26th. Experience the power, passion, and athleticism under the direction of newly appointed artistic director Alicia Graf Mack, plus five Chicago premieres showcasing the bold innovation and artistry that have made Alvin a global cultural treasure. Tickets at auditoriumtheater.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. The WNBA is investigating racial slurs directed at Chicago Sky star Angel Reese made by fans during the Sky's season opener loss on Saturday against the Indiana Fever. This incident is alleged to have occurred after Fever star Caitlin Clark committed a flagrant foul against Reese. And this comes just days after the WNBA unveiled its No Space for Hate platform to combat hate across all WNBA spaces. Our sports contributor Cheryl Ray Stout says teams also have stepped up security.
Now, when we go to a Sky practice, they have police officers from the Deerfield Police Station there. Plus, the team has their own security guards. But as far as what goes on online, there's no way to stop the way this hate is being perpetrated.
The league does have the power to ban season and regular ticket holders from games. Sky front office says it will do everything in its power to protect their players. Preschool providers in Illinois say they are struggling after the Trump administration closed half the federal offices for the early childhood education program, Head Start. Selena Cirillo is executive director for Start Early Illinois. That group receives grants from the program. She says providers in the state have had to go through a more complicated payment process, and it's harder to get questions answered.
All of a sudden, they'll see an additional screen that says justification of spending, and they ask to add additional language, submit additional information. They're used to receiving those dollars within 24 to 48 hours. Now it becomes 5 to 7 days.
Federal data shows Head Start provides early education support for 28,000 kids in Illinois whose families live below the poverty line. The dust storm that swept across the Chicago area on Friday is believed to be the first of its kind to reach the city of Chicago since the 1930s. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Doom says this was the perfect storm. We had rain in central Illinois, and it was mixed with strong winds and loose topsoil from farmers who were planting crops, and all of it came together. Doom does not expect dust storms to become a regular thing here in Chicago.
It's one of those events where it's certainly a rare event and one that we should not expect every year or even every decade, really, at that rate. However, it doesn't necessarily mean that it can't happen again next year or even a second time this year. It's really just a matter of when the conditions come together.
Doom says it's still unclear how the rate of dust storms may be impacted by climate change. And Chicago's piping plover couple, Amani and Sea Rocket, have laid their first egg of the season. The Sun-Times reports the first in an expected four-egg nest was discovered Sunday morning by volunteer monitors at Montrose Beach. The famous twosome reunited after having multiple chicks during last year's mating season, although only one survived. Chicago Public Schools leaders often boast about the district's record-high graduation rate, but that single data point obscures a more troubling trend. An investigation by WBEZ and Chalkbeat finds 1 in 4 high school students missed more than a month of school last year. More from my colleague Sarah Karp.
More than a decade ago, UChicago's highly respected Consortium on School Research made a critical discovery. As they were doing groundbreaking research on the importance of freshman year, they were wowed at how tightly attendance was tied to eventual graduation in Chicago. Marissa De La Torre is a researcher with the consortium.
I think we go back to that one many times. It's just like, you know, every extra day really reduces your probability of graduating from high school. So it's very striking.
But now, the strong connection appears broken. The number of Chicago high school students missing 20, 35, even 45 days or more skyrocketed during the pandemic and has not gone down all that much. Yet the graduation rate rose from 81% in 2019 to 85% in 2024. How can this be? One answer, a seismic shift in thinking about attendance and failure. It used to be if you constantly missed class, you would fail. but not anymore. Megan Hogart is CPS's chief of college and career success. She explains.
How do I say this in a graceful way? But like, we don't allow you to say, oh, this student's missed this many days so they can fail. There's nothing more we're going to do. Because what the research shows us is if you do fail a semester, it's very difficult to recover the classes. So we really have doubled down on how do you ensure students do not fail that class by ensuring that they have to recover that learning.
In other words, principals and teachers are being told kids should get lots of chances to make up missed work. The attendance requirement for grade promotion in CPS was loosened and loosened until 2018, when it was removed completely. CPS's chief education officer, Bogdana Chikambova, says rather than punish students for missing days, CPS is really focused on what draws students to school.
Kids come to school when they feel deeply engaged in a learning. It is rigorous, it is joyful, it is equitable, it's really meaningful for them.
Experts are trying to decipher the long-term implications of this shift. Robert Belfance is the director of the Everyone Graduates Center at Johns Hopkins University. Across the country during the pandemic, the connection between absenteeism and graduation weakened.
One possibility is that it's now easier to get your assignments done even if you're not in school, and that would break a little bit of that connection. The other possibility is it's just gotten easier to pass.
The thing that's troubling to Belfance is that the link between test scores and attendance is still super strong in national studies. This is also true in Chicago. Exclusive research shared with WBEZ and Chalkbeat shows the more students are absent, the lower their SAT scores, the state-required high school test. Students who miss more than a month of school have the lowest SAT scores, in the bottom quarter of all SAT takers nationwide. It's a pretty obvious takeaway. Kids who aren't in class don't learn as much. Yet Chicago public school officials say they don't put much weight on the SAT. Here's Chikambova again.
More and more of our students actually are completing, you know, dual credit and dual enrollment classes. That is an indicator that they're ready for and have the skill set to complete these measures. Yes, graduation rates are going up. So is the college enrollment rate going up and the college persistence rate.
Chikambova points to those outcomes as evidence that CPS is doing the right thing by finding ways to get students to graduation, no matter how often they come to school. Sarah Karp, WBZ News.
And tomorrow on The Rundown, you'll hear the story of one Chicago high school that is trying to tackle this problem of student absenteeism head on. Weather, cloudy and cool today, a high in the mid-50s. Tonight, cloudy and windy, some showers and thunderstorms, a low in the upper 40s. And Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms, high again in the mid-50s. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.